This is GQDN for Thursday, June 22nd, 2023. Brought to you by Audible. Go get your free credit at audibletrial.com/groupquest, by patreon.com/groupquest, and by stackup.org. In today's news, we talk about some Prime Gaming. Bungie was talking about something, and Summer Steam Sale is going to start next week. But today, we start with a little bit more news about E3. And Destructoid is saying that E3 24 and 25, basically the next 2 years, may be canceled. And the reason why they're saying that is because the LA Tourism and Convention Board did have its meeting, and they were discussing tourism for the city, and within the slides in its presentation about its convention sales, it had a note to it: E3 cancellations for 2024 and 2025. So we do know that in previous reports that E3 was canceled for this year, 2023, but 2024 and 2025 was still up in the air. So here's the thing: there was no full announcement to 2024 and 2025 at this time. The only thing that we do know is that this was only coming from the Los Angeles Tourism and Convention Board meeting. So we are waiting for word from ReedPop. So if they do return, it may not be in Los Angeles. If they do, we'll keep an eye. Now this week, the FTC versus Microsoft and Activision trial has begun. And because of that, some of the documents that's coming from Microsoft really has opened our eyes as to what they're thinking, what could be coming later this year. And what they're saying via IGN is there could be the next generation of consoles coming out in 2028. So what could be happening there? Well, what that would mean is that both Xbox and PlayStation 6 will be set to launch 8 years after the Xbox Series X and S, and of course, PlayStation 5. But what was in the documents that was released today, Microsoft did say that the 10-year duration of its commitment to Sony for the release of Call of Duty games on the PlayStation platforms, if the deal does go through. So here's what it did say, quote, "This term, in any case, go beyond the expected starting period of the next generation of consoles, 2028. Thus, Call of Duty will be published on the successor PlayStation consoles should be released during the term of the agreement. The agreement would ensure that Call of Duty console games will be offered on PlayStation at parity with Xbox." So, by the way, Sony has made no announcements for PlayStation 6. Let's keep that in mind. But that will be along a timeline of how we've gone from PlayStation to PlayStation 2 to PlayStation 3 to PlayStation 4 and now to PlayStation 5. Now on the GameSpot.com, and they're saying that, well, Microsoft did say within the lawsuit that they lost the console wars. So what they're saying is, while they lost the console wars, the rivals do continue to nominate it. So Microsoft was saying that in the court filing, and The Verge was looking at it. And they were also saying that Xbox had basically 16% of console sales in 2021, and overall console install base of 21%. So to make that argument, they did put in the lawsuit, quote, "In 2001, Microsoft entered the gaming industry with the launch of its first Xbox video game console, in competition with the established incumbents, Sony and Nintendo. In that generation, Sony and Nintendo outsold Xbox by a significant margin, with every succeeding generation over the 20 years since. Sony, Nintendo, and Xbox have remained the three major console producers and have been engaged in what the industry refers to be the, quote, console wars, unquote, unquote. So that's part of that argument. But they weren't done, because WCCF Tech also reported that some of these ZeniMax games will be going to PlayStation or Nintendo or both, and not just Xbox. So, what Florian Mueller did say on Twitter is that the document did include quite a few tidbits for gamers, and that would mean that Xbox Microsoft would expect some future ZeniMax titles would ship on the PlayStation and Nintendo platforms. Now, that does follow the $7.5 billion acquisition of ZeniMax. And the CEO, Phil Spencer, did say that only a few titles would be exclusive to PC and Xbox console. So, there is indeed that. But PlayStation had to have it saying it too. And that's where The Verge comes in, at TheVerge.com. And they're saying that Sony's PlayStation chief said in private that the Microsoft Activision deal wasn't going to be about the Xbox exclusive. So, the head of Sony PlayStation in America, Jim Ryan, did say, quote, "It is not an exclusivity play at all. They're thinking bigger than that, and they have the cash to make moves like this." I spent a fair amount of time with Phil Spencer, Bobby Kotick, and I'm pretty sure we will continue to see Call of Duty on PlayStation for years to come. Further quote, "We have some good stuff cooking. I'm not complacent. I'd rather this didn't happen, but we'll be okay. We'll be more than okay." Now, we do know that Microsoft did offer a deal to PlayStation for 3 years after the current agreement between Activision and Sony does end. Basically, they were going to give 10 years and that would go past the current deal. So, we shall see what happens there. Now we get out of the legal stuff because the summer sale is coming for Steam. This comes to us from GamesRadar.com. And what could be there? Well, that's kind of what we don't know, because Steam doesn't like to give anything away before that happens. But the summer sale does begin on June 29th, and it will run halfway through July, basically ending at July 13th. So, protect your wallets, people, and your purses, and your bank accounts. Yeah. But, a little bit of shifting gears to PCGamer.com, because Bungie did say, well, give some credit to artists who was mistakenly used in this week's Destiny 2 cutscene. So, Destiny 2 did release a cutscene that was very casually pulled back the curtain on some of the deepest mysteries in its 9-year-long history. And it was a 3.5-minute video that's packed with revelations, finally explaining some of the origins of the current arc major villain, the Witness, and that could be the exact nature of the Veil, and that's the most arguably the most infuriating story beat from Lightfall's campaign. So here's what Julian Fiona Element J21 did say on Twitter, quote, "I just realized Bungie took inspiration from my piece for this week's cutscene. Certainly took me by surprise when I watched the cutscene." So, some of the things were indeed animated, but some of the artists did talk to PC Gamer. So here's what Filona did tell them, quote, "To be honest, I'm genuinely excited and happy that the piece I made 2 years ago, which even back then, I fully acknowledge is based on the Destiny franchise, made it into a cutscene. It was totally unexpected and completely caught me by surprise, so much so that I wanted to make a shout out about it." But Bungie did talk to PC Gamer via statement, so that way they could repair the, quote, situation, unquote. Oh, quote, "Bungie has reached out to Element J21 about the art piece from this week's cutscene, and we are planning to compensate and credit them for the work. We discovered that an external vendor that helped to create this cutscene mistakenly used this art as a reference, assuming it was official Bungie artwork. We're currently waiting to hear back from the artist to take the necessary steps to remedy this situation." Compensation. Money. Oh, Prime Day. That's right. VG247.com says, time to separate your money. from you, because Prime Day is coming, and the Prime Gaming lineup for June does remain, but Amazon wants you to check in every week for more free stuff. And that includes the release of Prey 2017 on GOG. So that is right now free. There are also 5-tier skips for Overwatch 2 and the Battle Pass. Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2 and Warzone 2.0 can pick up the Track Rivals bundles. On June 27th, Baldur's Gate 2 Enhanced Edition can be claimed for free through the Amazon Games app. Shovel Knight Showdown comes July 6th through the Amazon Games app. And Star Wars The Force Unleashed, July 10th, which you can pick up on the Amazon Games app. Oh, cosmetics. You can get the Brackish Fresh or Fetch Mount bundle for Diablo 4. And on July the 10th, Pokemon Go players gets the Timed Research. Yeah, have fun. Lastly, from PC Gamer, there's a Starfield skateboard. And it's for the low price of $75. So yeah, go get it if you like your skateboards. Not rollerblades, skateboards. Yeah, they're that out of date. Maybe. But we're not. We are Group Quest. And we are also a part of the Dawn Forge Network. This has been a Dawn Forge production, 2023. All rights are reserved. Tomorrow, finally Friday, we'll see you there, people, for more gaming news. Just go enjoy Final Fantasy 16. It is launch day. Oh, if you don't care for that, you're still playing Diablo, go play Diablo 4. Go play some games, people.